You're listening to the Kipper the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Kipper the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.
Hello. Yes, I don't feel worthy to do this show, I have to admit.
I don't think any of us do, Greg.
No, I'm surrounded by some of the... Some of the best DJs, best vintage DJs in the UK, and none of us feel really up to the job of doing this show. But I think we have to. We have to celebrate the wonderful music that that DJ El Nino brought to us all. And we're going to try our best to do that here on the Kipper the Cat Show, which is dedicated to his memory. And we're going to be playing some of the tunes that he knew and loved, and talk about the way that he's influenced all of us here in the vintage scene. So just to introduce everybody that's in the room, and I think there may be one or two more to come. We've got here Paul Rhythm Man Gollidge. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, Rhythm Man, Swing Maniac.
Swing Maniac, whatever he calls
himself. Whatever you want to call me. People call me a lot of other names, but one of those will do.
Then next to him, we've got Oliver. Oliver, how are you, Oliver?
I'm very well, great.
Yeah. Have you got a DJ name as well?
I have, yes.
What's your DJ name?
Oh, I'm a rather amateur drummer. I sometimes call myself Kid Krupa.
Kid Krupa.
Ooh, yes.
Whoa, yes, there we go. And then we've got Tim Houser-Poppin, who's been up on the show more than once before. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Greg.
Yes, nice to have you with us.
Indeed, it's good to be here.
Yeah, and then Tip Top Tony Tunes.
Hello, Greg.
And Tony Higgins.
Hello, Gregory.
Yeah, and of course, Darren.
I'm here. He's in running, charge of the gramophones.
Running the gramophone decks as well. So, without further ado, we've got another record on the deck. What have we got there?
This is Blind Boy Fuller on OK.
This is one that Nino included on is one of his Lady Luck albums, because his CDs, and he made fantastic selections of some of his rare tracks on CDs. One series of Lady Luck CDs and the other one of Black Cotton Club CDs. And I think this was on the Lady Luck CD compilation. So let's have a little listen. This is Blind Boy Fuller and Step It Up and Go.
Step it up and go. Well, you can't stay in paradise, cause you got to step it up and go. Got a little girl, she stays upstairs, try to make a living by putting on airs. You got to step it up and go. Yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise, swear you got to step it up and go. Pray for me now. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, sure. Front door shut, back in two. Blind pull down, what you wanna do? Wanna step it up and go. And go. Well, you can't stay in paradise, play, gotta step it up and go. Yeah. Got a little gal, her name was Ball. Give a little bit and she took it all. You got to step it up and go. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise, play. Got to step it up and go. Me and my baby walking down the street, telling everybody but the chief police. You got to step it up and go. Yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise, swear. You got to step it up and go. Play it again now. Woman, tell her hurry home. Ain't had no living since she been gone. Got to step it up and go. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise, swear. Got to step it up and go. Why sing this verse? Ain't why sing no more. Get my girl, call me, and I got to go. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't stay in paradise, swear. Got to step it up and go. Yeah.
There we go, Big Bill Brunsy. Oh, sorry, not Big Bill Brunsy. Blind Boy Fuller with Step It Up and Go.
It's BBB.
This is my record as well. You listen to the Kip of the Cat show here in Cambridge. If you'd like to contact us here in the studio and share your memories of El Nino with us or make a dedication, please do. You can email us at studio@cambridge105.fm. You can text us on 07919 070490, or you can tweet at Cambridge 105. So please do get in touch. Right, well, Kid Krupa's stepped up to the plate, and he's going to go first with a record. Tell us why you've chosen this one for the show, Oliver.
Well, this record is called Black and Blue. It's by Freddie Randall and his band. I believe it was recorded in the early 50s. It's a British jazz record. And since we're doing a tribute show to Nino, for me, this record kind of sums up the vibe that Nino was trying to achieve and did indeed achieve with his clubs. It's wonderfully dark and dirty and bluesy, and a fitting tribute, I think.
Okay, what's it called again?
Black and Blue.
Black and Blue. Fantastic. Here we go. That was Kid Krupa's choice there. Was it Black and Blue?
It was indeed
Black and Blue. We've had quite a response to the fact that we are doing this show. I've had a message in from Matt Sunny West, as people might know. He's the lead singer of the Congo Faith Healers. He said, this is a lovely idea and Nino would have loved it. I am devastated. We go back over 25 years as pals. I'll be listening in, so... Thanks for joining us, Sonny, and I hope you're going to enjoy the show. Right, the next choice coming up is from Swing Maniac, from Paul. And yeah. What have you chosen, Paul?
Right, this was a record that the first time I ever heard it was when Nino played it at a friend's party where we used to hold the Sugar Push.
Yeah.
Some years back. Our friend John was having a party, and both Nino and I were DJing together. And we were playing some pretty hot tunes that night, and then Nino changed the vibe.
Right.
And my jaw dropped to the floor when I heard this for the very first time, and it was Nino that played it to me. So it's taken me some time to get hold of this one, but it's Jelly Roll Morton, and it's New Orleans Bump.
Fantastic. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
Yeah, great choice there, Paul. Yeah, New Orleans Bump. That's the Jelly Roll Morton and his band. I had a message in from Paul. You may know him as Count Sizzle. He says, hope it all goes well. It's a bit too early for me and I'm still pretty upset and I'm not sure a blubbering wreck would on air would be most fitting. Well, you're here with us in spirit, Paul. I hope you're listening and enjoying the show. And we know where you're coming from. Yes, indeed. Right, it's time. Whose turn is it now? Tim, it's your turn to choose a record. What have you got?
It's a Duke Ellington tune from, I believe it's 29 or 30. It's called Jungle Nights in Harlem.
Right.
And I know it was one of Nino and Tomoko's favourites. And I believe it was on one of the Black Cotton CDs, either Black Cotton or Lady Lap. Great tune, hope you enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. In fact, it's one he did do a couple of shows up here with the Gibber the Cat show, and he brought it up because we did a jungle themed show, and he actually played it on the show. So I know it's one that he enjoys, and obviously one of his favourites. So, Jungle Nights in Harlem. Duke Ellington was the man, wasn't he? Fantastic stuff, and that's one of his best there. Yes, indeed. Right, a couple of shout-outs for people listening in. Got to mention Vincent Moses, who's listening in, and Nigel Gill, who's definitely, or defo, it says here, tuning in. So thanks very much, guys. If you want a shout-out, a message, you can by contacting us at the studio. Either through the little web player thing that comes up when you tune in, you can send us a message through that, or you can email us and text us and stuff. Right, time for a song from Tony Tunes now, Tony. Now, Nino used to come down regularly to the Walthamstow wind-up, didn't he?
He did, until he had his Wednesday nights the Wednesday nights he used to put on himself.
Yeah.
But up until then, he was a regular of the Walthamstow wind-up at the Rose and Crown in Hoe Street. And he used to like coming down and playing things that he didn't get a chance to play in other places. So I kind of ended up getting a bit of an insight into his sort of his personal taste, which was nice for me as well. However, the record I've got on the deck at the minute is Joe Marsala's Jim Jam Stomp. And when I played this at Black Cotton, I slowed it down by a few revs because it really does go at breakneck speed. And Nino came up to me and said, I really like that. What is it? And I told him what it was. He said, I wouldn't have done that. I'd have let them just have it at the right speed and if they couldn't dance to it, well, that's the end of it. So...
we're not going to slow it down.
As a tribute to Nino, we're not going to slow it down tonight. Nino, this is how it would have sounded had I taken your advice. Jim Jam Stomp.
Nice stuff. There we go. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in the city of Cambridge. And we're doing a tribute to the wonderful life and musical influences that were coming out of the mind of DJ El Nino. And we've got a studio full of DJs, and actually a lot of people couldn't make it as well. Who would have liked to have been here? Natty Bow, certainly a long-time friend of Nino. He says, have a good one, you all. I'll be in Bodrum, Turkey, Tuesday with Scar Cubano. But I'm sure that you'll dedicate a song from me. So we will do that, Natty, of course we will. And he's going to catch up with all us cool cats real soon. Yeah, nice. Thanks very much, Natty. Right, now I'm going to hand over to Tony Higgins. He's taking out his chewing gum. He'll be fine. now, Tony, you kind of a bit late to meeting Nino.
I met him, funnily enough. It's quite bittersweet being here. I met him in this very room.
You did?
Probably for the first time.
When we did the gospel show.
The gospel show. Yeah. I'd met him before to chat to briefly in his shop over the years, but... Yeah. met him for the first time properly here one night, done a show with him, and we just clicked instantly. It was like a real, like, I felt like I'd known him for years, actually, before.
Yeah, that's a common
occurrence. And he gave me a lift back to London after the show, and we were driving through the dark streets, and we got lost briefly, which is quite funny. But on the way back, we just spoke incessantly about music, you know, all the way, and about what we like, about what he liked, and stuff like that. And within days, he invited me over to his house to play records all night, and it was great. And I was very struck by his generosity and his openness and his willingness to let anyone come to his club and play records. And very soon I was DJing at his various nights. And in fact, the record I'm about to play, I played only a couple of months ago at Black Cotton.
Right.
And I'm playing it because when I put it on, he ran up and said, "What is this? What is this?" And I thought he'd heard all the records ever made, you know. Yeah. And he ran up and said, "What is this tune?"
Yeah.
And I told him all that. And the next day he rang me up and said, "What was that tune you played last night?" And as we do, I told him the catalogue number and the label and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Whether we got around to getting it, I don't know. But he loved it. So this is for El Nino. And it's Joe Morris. It's called Way Down Yonder.
Fantastic.
To be. Not so long ago, I packed up all my bags, I told my friends goodbye, and I sold everything I had. I raced to the Union Station to catch me a train right away. I bought me a one-way ticket and pulled out the same day. Way down yonder, way down yonder, Lordy, way. Where I want to be. At first I found it easy, money was flowing like mad. Then all at once something happened, and it made me feel real sad. I've never been so lucky in all the days of my life. I felt like a Mississippi gambler when he rolled seven on his dice. Way down yonder, way down yonder, Lordy, way. That's where I want to be. I want to be. I've had my share of fun, and now I'm ready to run. I just can't take no more, that's why I've got to go. I'm down to my last cent, I can't even pay my rent. I've been trying to make a loan so I can go back home. Way down yonder, way down yonder, Lord,
that's where I want to be. This is Jean-Paul Seculaire from Right On in London. I'd like to say a few words in memory of El Nino. Nino, to me, was great inspiration with his open-minded approach to music, DJing, collecting, promoting. He was a wonderful dancer, very passionate and always on the go. He seemed to be unstoppable, which makes this even more of a shock. Nino introduced me to a lot of great music. As long as it was good, Nino would play it. That was his approach to music. It was Nino who booked me to DJ many, many times at the Lady Luck Club in its early days, when it was running weekly. And I have such wonderful memories of clubbing down there and DJing down there. It was an absolute pleasure. I'm grateful to Nino for the opportunities he gave me. It was a great break to have early in my DJ career to appear at the Lady Luck Club, which soon became incredibly popular. And so on that note, I will pass my condolences to his wonderful, wonderful wife Tomoko, his family and other friends, and leave you with a song on 78 RPM that Nina really dug, and it's called Baby Please Don't Go.
Message from Jean-Paul Séculaire, great friend of Nino, and was a DJ in the early days of Lady Luck Club. And thanks very much for sending us that message, Jean-Paul. I know he couldn't get up here to the studio, but he wanted to send us a message, so thanks very, very much for that. You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show here on Cambridge 105. After this next little sequence, Oliver will have a second choice.
We are Cambridge 105.
Hello, I'm Glenn.
And I'm Ellen.
Hey, Ellen, we've been given 30 seconds to tell the people of Cambridge why they should listen to our show on Cambridge 105, Mondays and Wednesdays from 2 p.m.
30 seconds isn't long enough for me to prove why I'm always right.
That's not true. You're not always right. I'm right some of the time, but I wanted to concentrate more on the great music that we play.
But that's not your doing. That's the people of Cambridge with their requests.
Oh yeah. Well, what about the great stories they tell us?
No, that's the people of Cambridge again. See? I'm always right.
You're going to have to help us decide. Check us out on Cambridge 105, Mondays and Wednesdays from 2.
Here on Community Radio in your city.
Cambridge 105.
They should get us doing the jingles.
They really should.
Does your business need a printing and graphic design company based in the centre of Cambridge? Then look no further than Minuteman Press. Whether you need business cards, leaflets or brochures, posters, banners or presentation binding, Minuteman has the expertise. Our friendly and flexible approach means you get certainty of high quality printing and design at an affordable price, ready when it should be. So, if you want that fresh approach, then come and see us. Minuteman Press on Victoria Road, or call Cambridge 312-688.
For some people, EU citizenship rights just sound confusing. Let's listen to your rights again. That's your right to fair roaming charges when abroad within the EU. That's your right to help and compensation if your flight is cancelled. That's your right to free language lessons for kids when you relocate to another EU member state. That sounds better, doesn't it? You can live and work in any member state and enjoy many other rights as an EU citizen. Find out what's in it for you. 2013, the European Year of Citizens. It's about Europe. It's about you.
Cambridge 105.
You're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105.
Of course, that sweet music's all right, but man, we want to go where there's some pep, excitement. And I really know the spot too, where there's some real excitement. Get your hat and coat, let's get out of here. I want you to come along with me. I'm really going to take you to a place where it's just too bad. That better, boy? No, guys, hiking it. Hike from there now, cat. Starts creeping and starts peeping, rhythm of the band. Downtown's uptown, boy, when they get the shaking of the African. It's brand new movement, boy, but what an improvement. Gang goes loco, man, if it starts shaking the African. But those cornet licks, red hard licks, mow you down. Now you want to treat your feet to a low down beat, you're going to go to town. Better than the black bottom, boy, it's really in there. And it started up here, too. Oh, shaking that Afro can. Let me tell you, this is the biggest craze in New York City, boy. And if you miss a thing, boy, I want to fit in. Shake it out.
Fantastic there. That was the choice of Oliver. Now, Oliver, tell us about that one.
Oh, well, that was a record called Shaking That African by Don Redman and his orchestra. It's an early 30s record. And the reason why I chose to play it this evening was because I remember the first time I went to the Black Cotton Club, which must have been late 2007, early 2008.
Yeah.
And it was the first year that I'd lived in London. I'd always had a liking for this kind of music, but hadn't really found anywhere out in the provinces that played it. I just remember going to Volupte, where they used to, well, they have the Black Cotton Club, and you'd have the music playing from a CD upstairs, and then you'd go down those darkened stairways. And I remember taking that journey down the stairs and that song just hitting me full in the face and seeing the dancers in front of me.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most glorious sights I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic song. We better say what it actually is. Who is doing that song?
Oh, well, it's a very famous alto saxophonist and clarinetist and also arranger, Don Redman, and his orchestra.
Yeah, fantastic. Right, listening to the Kip of the Cat Show on Cambridge 105. A couple of people listening like to give you a little shout out. Bobby Charleston, I'm not sure whether that's her real name. She says, loving the show. Thank you, Bobby. I'm glad you're listening. And a message from Claire and Jethro. Hi, guys. Having a glass of Sailor or two and dancing around the living room in memory of Nino. Wonderful tunes. Well, thank you, Claire
evening.
And
Jethro. Evening, Claire and Jethro.
Yeah. So glad you're enjoying the show. Right, Paul, it's time for one from you. What have you chosen this time?
Okay, well, last time I saw Nina and had a conversation, we used to have conversations outside at the Black Cotton, just sit down and talk music. He was saying to me, there isn't a bad version of Beer Miss Duchon.
Buy me a Miss Duchon.
Whatever.
Buy me a Miss Duchon.
No, because this is French.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The Yiddish pronunciation is still the same.
Yes, but, yes, but it's spoken in French, so
and it's
spelt in French on the record. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. He said, but there are some absolutely amazing versions out there.
Right.
And this is actually from Emma, who found this at a brocante in France just recently.
Right.
I can't read French labels very well. We're gathering that it's from the late 20s, actually. Very late 20s, 29, 30. It's tuba-based, and it's a Manouche version of Beer by Ms.
What he said.
And this is from Emma, Creole Gal. She just sends her best wishes for the family. And this is for Nino.
Glad you're listening, Emma.
Amir Bishan veut dire en amour, vous êtes plus belle que le jour. Je dirais bella, bella si j'étais d'Italie, mais rien ne dit assez combien vous êtes jolie. Si vous comprenez, Amir Bishan, alors dites-moi que vous m'aimez. Thank you.
What a sound.
That was heavy, wasn't it? Yeah. I gotta say. That was Rex Stewart, who used to play with Duke Ellington in the early days. Judah. Lion of Judah.
Yeah, there we go. Lion of Judah. And that was Nino's choice on one of the shows that he did here on the Kip of the Cat show. Obviously from the jungle, jungle one of the shows, Lion of Judah. Judea and fantastic song. Very almost indescribable, really, would you say?
Yeah definitely. Yeah. You can't really put it in a pigeonhole,
can't pigeonhole that song. I don't know anything else like it. Right, Tim, it's time for your choice now. What have you got lined up for us?
Well, I thought I'd take it's sort of one of my favourites, and something that probably could or maybe have been played at the Black Cotton Club at some point, but I think Nino would have liked this, and it certainly would be perfect for the Black Cotton Club. It's Mr. Louis Armstrong, and it's a track called Public Melody Number One, playing words of Public Enemy Number One, probably at the similar time as when a movie came out, probably. Oh no, Public Enemy was a lot earlier, but you know, that was all being bandied around in the 30s, you know, with gangsters and stuff. So, yeah, Public Melody Number One, you know, I was a little tongue in cheek at the time.
So, this is Louis Armstrong.
There's a new kind of enemy on the news today. It's the ghost of the melody when it comes your way. It sort of sneaks right up on you, kind of puts the finger on you. So look out for Public Melody Number One. It should be your luck when it meets you face to face. If your feet start trucking all around the place, it's no use to call on Hoover's G-men. Why, there's just a lot of ABC men when it comes to Public Melody Number One. Oh, Frankenstein, a fun love joy, Jesse James, a teacher's pet, Captain Gun, only a toy, compared to notes shot from a hot cornet. So get undercover, you rhythm rascals, and run. Oh, you dog, that ain't no use of hiding. I'm gonna take you riding. So look out for Public Melody Number One.
Waiting for the top F there. Tony told us to.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Tim. Great choice. And now, Tony Tunes, it's time for your choice.
This brings great memories of Nino back to me. The first time I DJed at Black Cotton, We finished this record. We finished the night on this record, and we're playing it as Nino did tonight. We're doing it plus 10%.
Sped it up. You could go faster if you wanted to.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, we finished the night on this record, and we liked it so much. We finished the night again on this record. We played it twice in a row. So, yeah, Nino, this is Black Cat Swing. Black Cat, Black Rat Swing by Lil Son Joe.
Oh.
One black rat, someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Yes, I've taken you downtown, paid your doctor bill. Now I'm in a little trouble, and you're trying to get me killed. Yes, you one black rat, someday I'll find your trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near your shirt tail. Dizzy sneaks in my kitchen, eat up all the bread. Soon as I left home, started putting up in my bed. Yes, he is one black rat, someday I'll find his trail. Then I'll hide my shoes somewhere near his shirt tail. Yes, beat it out.
Black Rat, Black Rat Swing, fantastic stuff there. And that was Lil, who is it? Lil Green?
Lil Son Joe.
Right, yes, I'll get that right in a minute. Okay, Tony, it's other Tony. Tony, yes. Tony Flutter Higgins, or hello. Tony Wow Higgins. I don't know.
Do you know what? I'm not quite sure who is who.
We decided they're secret. both. They are both Flutter and Wow. Now, yeah, they're not quite sure. They're in a state of flux, I think that's what it is. Now, Tony, what have you chosen next?
Well, this is by the Four Clefs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were a group that were a favourite of Nino's, actually. Very sophisticated, kind of jazzy kind of sound, really sort of beautiful sort of soundtrack kind of type music for the Black Cotton. And we spoke a lot about this group, and he had a really interesting, Nino had a very good ear for tracks and the production of tracks. And I always said to him that he would have made a good record producer.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, no, I don't know nothing about a studio. And I said, well, some of the best producers that you and I both admire knew nothing about recording studios, but what they had was a great head and a great heart for music.
Yeah.
And that's what Nino had, I think, you know.
Yes, he did.
And this track is called The Driver's Jumping. And when I hear this, I think of Nino, because it's just a killer piece of beautiful, jazzy, up-tempo music.
So this is The Four Clefs.
The Four Clefs, The Driver's Jumping.
Driver's Jumping.
There's a hideout in the depths of Harlem. It's a sizzling red hot rendezvous, where the folks about town all gather round. High hats from Avenue.
night till break of day. Cats all idle time away. Down at Joe's where crowds are gay and the jive is jumping.
Jive is jumping.
Vipers swaying everywhere. No one seems to have a care. Everyone is merry there. Jive is jumping.
Jive is jumping.
While the band is swinging now, jitterbugs are jumping about. Suddenly you hear them shout. Come on, fellas, let's get mellow. Whip up tea and snug and rye. Knock still, you hit the sky. Everything goes floating by. Jive is jumping.
Jive is jumping.
Time away, down at Joe's where crowds are gay. Jive is jumping,
jive is jumping.
Vipers swing everywhere. No one seems to have a care. Everyone is merry there, and the jive is jumping,
jive is jumping.
While the band is swinging now, jitterbugs are jumping about. Suddenly you hear them shout. Come on, fellas, let's get mellow. With the tea, slug and rye. Knock your till you hit the sky. Everything goes floating by and the jive is jumping.
Jive is jumping.
All the jive is jumping. Them cats is jumping. Oh, everybody jumping.
And the jive is jumping.
Fantastic stuff. The jive is jumping. This is the Kip of the Cat Show. This is our tribute to the wonderful DJ El Nino. Had a message in from Peter Ellison. He says, really enjoying the show. I didn't know Nino well, but the few times we met, he was always so friendly and passionate about the music. I remember one occasion outside the Bar Solo in Camden when we talked about our favourite records and he introduced me to the Gold Band label. Such a sad loss, Pete. Yeah, yeah, we know how you feel, Pete. I'm glad to welcome into the studio, though. Demi's never been here before. He almost got lost on the way. How are you, Demi?
Yeah, just thank you, Greg, for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to see you.
It's a pleasure.
It's been a long while, actually.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you knew Nino really well, didn't you?
Yeah. He loved your thing that you're doing in Walthamstow. That's why I made sure I got here.
The wind up.
He loved going there every Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. Second Wednesday in the month. Yeah, he would be there.
He was there.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna. Yeah. Always buying records there and stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I like that bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And you've bought a few. He's bought like a million quid's worth of records into the studio with him.
I just very carefully.
Well, I had a few lying around.
A few killers.
He just grabbed a couple.
So you've chosen one straight away. So what
I've chosen one. This one's for Nino. This one's called Rocking Chair. It's a pretty rare one. It's by Earl McDonald's Jug Band. And this is going out to the godfather of jazz, Nino, who introduced me to this stuff. And this is some rare jug band stuff, which he loved.
He did,
so
indeed.
This is for him.
Fantastic. Let's have a listen.
Had the blues so bad, my heart started to shivering. I've got the blues so bad, my heart started to shivering. I was laying down dreaming when the blues ease up on me. And I dreamed you were lucky, wake up cold in hand. And I dreamed you were lucky, wake up cold in hand. Didn't have one dime, meet that grocery man. Cried all night last night, cried the night before. Then all night long, fool you. Cried the night before. Gonna dry my eyes, ain't gonna cry no more.
Montana, one in Savannah, one in New Orleans. Got another sweet mama in a state called Tennessee. Got a brown in Durban, well, she don't care for me. I have to fuss with about my breakfast, argue at dinner, put on the gloves at supper, put me outdoors. Had the nerve to ask me with a matchbox for my dirty clothes. And even down told me, couldn't you hear me no more? Ain't it hard to love someone when they don't like you? Ain't it hard to love someone when they don't like you? Keep your mind to her, so you don't know what to do. I'm going to the river, gonna take my rocking chair. Come on and early, take my rocking chair. If these blues don't leave me, I'm gonna rock all the way from here.
Thanks very much, Debbie. That is just... That's just a killer.
It's a monster.
It is a monster.
Yeah, you can feel the spirit there. And actually, ghost is in there.
Demi has brought some monster banana cake with him from Mo.
Yes, Mo.
So if you're listening, Mo, thanks very much. Always well appreciated. We'll try and keep it away from Tim, but yeah, I don't know whether that's going to be possible. Sunny West has sent us another message saying the jump is the joint is really jiving. Yes, it is. And actually, we had another message from Emma too, haven't we, Paul? What's she said?
Yeah, lovely Emma's sitting at a lovely home in Chiswick and listening to the show, really enjoying it. She says, "Jive is jumping, great tune, Tony." But that was the last one Tony played. This is a roller coaster ride radio show tonight. I know Nino would have been chuffed to bits with the show and music choices. I'm just sorry we've had to have the show at all. Love to Tomoko, who may be listening in.
Yeah, I think that goes.
Yeah, it goes.
We're going to jump again back to Tony, actually, because Tony has to leave us at about 10:30. So we're going to try and squeeze another couple of his choices in. So what have you chosen this time, Tony?
I've got a real top slice of jump blues. It's rocking stuff. This is Floyd Dixon. Uh-huh. It's called Roll Baby Roll. And you know, Nino's taste in music was so good, but so varied as well.
Yeah.
From hot jazz to swing to like soundtracks to funk to reggae to ska, jump blues, rock and roll. He loved it all, and it was always very high quality.
Yeah.
And it's another track I played down, Black Cotton. Everyone was rocking to it. Nino loved
this
it.
This one's on the cat
label. On the cat label, yeah.
And, there were cats. There was cats. There were cool cats. And then there was Nino, wasn't there?
Yeah, and this is on a cat record label to King of the Cats, El Nino.
Let's have a listen.
Get that no good gal of mine. rock and hop. Roll, baby, roll. Roll, baby, roll. Roll, baby, roll. Roll, baby, roll. Roll, baby, get that no good gal of mine.
Ah, rocking stuff there. Yes, you're listening to the Kip of the Cat Show. This is dedicated to El Nino. And we're going to play one from Oliver next. Before we do, I'd just like to mention that Andrew Fletcher wanted to be up here to come with us on the show, but sadly he had to go to Poland. I've heard some excuses, but going to Poland, I don't know, just to get out of being on the radio. But to Andrew, yeah, thanks very much. I know that you knew and loved Nino like we all did, and we'll play a couple for you. But in the meantime, Andrew, what have you chosen? Sorry,
that was
Oliver.
Something of a Freudian slip
Oliver.
There, Greg.
Oliver, what have you chosen?
Not the first person to make that mistake, but
that's why
I
use it as a joke.
Oh, you use it as a joke.
This is a record by Tiny Bradshaw. Some of your listeners will probably know Tiny Bradshaw as a 50s R&B musician or a singer with a backing band. This is a record he made in the early 30s. It's called Shout, Sister, Shout. And like many of the records we've been playing this evening, it's just so evocative of the wonderful atmosphere that was created monthly at the Black Cotton Club. And
Tiny Bradshaw, Shout, Sister, Shout.
Indeed.
Lift your voice, sing with me. Shout, sister, shout, sister, shout. And if that devil grabs your hand, here's one thing he can't stand. Shout, sister, shout, you've got to shout. I was walking down the river singing a hallelujah song. Up jumped the devil before you, child, just keep bobbing straight along. Tell old Satan how you feel, keep that devil off your heel. And shout, that's right, you got to shout. Oh, it's fine, speak to that, do something, do something. Shout, sister, that's right, get up and shout, shout. Oh, shout, sister, that's right, you got to shout. Have mercy. Walking down the river singing a hallelujah song. Up jumped the devil before you, child. Just keep on the straight along. Tell old Satan how you feel. Get mad. Ha! Off your heel, but shout. That's right, you got to shout. Have mercy, shout. Get together! Have mercy!
Yeah, great stuff. Tiny Bradshaw. And I didn't think he did anything that early. That's really great. Thank you very much, Oliver, for playing that. We've had a message in there's another one coming, from Alex. He says, Al Nino was the kind of guy who, due to his music, inspired me to dance. Actually, I'm dancing right now with my wife. He's a great soul. Alex Panera. Does anybody know Alex? I can't see how to pronounce that, but thank you very much for getting in touch, Alex. And it's really great to have so many people listening online to our little tribute show to Nino.
They can always email studio@cambridge105.fm.
They certainly can, Darren. Or they can tweet us, apparently, @cambridge105. Or they can text us on 07919 070 0870 490. Right, it's time for the choice of Paul. Paul has got one lined up, and I can see this one's on the Rhystic label. Tell us about this one, Paul.
This one is one that I bought some time back, and I played it out for the first time at the last Black Cotton that I DJ'd at, and Nino came up to me and asked me what it was. It's Gowan's Rhapsody Makers, I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover.
Ah, right. Let's have a listen. Very good, very, very good. Tony Higgins has had to leave us, and he's had to go and catch a train. So thanks very much, Tony, for joining us here. He played some fantastic R&B. And I've actually had a request in, which I'm going to have to say, would you mind if it was backdated? Because it says here, hi, Greg, this is a request for some R&B in memory of Nino, as I used to enjoy hearing a lot of it at his clubs many years ago at Ruby's in Carnaby Street. Or at the Soul's Arms in Euston in the 80s. My thoughts go out to his family. Please say hi to Tim and Tony. And that's from Ray Russell. Yeah, do you remember Ray? Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much, Ray. I hope you're enjoying the show. But now, what have we got next? This is one from Tim, isn't it?
Yes.
What have you got, Tim, lined up?
It's on RCA Victor, and it's a track by... it's back to Arthur Crudup called Train Fare Blues.
Ah.
That's right, isn't it, Darren?
Yeah,
can't
is.
See it from here because it's a long way away. Now, Nino used to play Arthur Crudup, Moshball Sam, people like that down at his club, and I think I may have played it at Black Cotton, but anyway, I'm sure Nino would have loved this one, so yeah, it's out to you,
Nino.
Well,
it's pretty close to R&B,
it.
Isn't it, Arthur Big Boy Crudup?
Yeah.
I think that counts.
Yeah.
So this one's for you, Ray. Yes, Arthur Big Boy Crudup.
I'm out.
away from here. I might ask my baby, lend me train fare away from here. Yeah, there ain't no need of me staying here, and you really don't need me here. Baby, lend me my train fare, then don't lend me another dime. Baby, lend me my train fare, then don't lend me another dime. I will mail you back your money when your troubles be like mine. Yeah, take it and get me. Someone to love me, someone that I can't call my own. I'm gonna find someone to love me, someone that I can't call my own. Baby, the way you treat me, feel like I ain't got no home. Yeah. Something for myself. Baby, let me leave. Try to do something for myself. Ain't no need of me staying here, and I know you got someone else.
Ah, fantastic stuff. Arthur Big Boy Crudup there. Thank you very much for that, Tim. I've had a message in from Jethro Shell. He says, hi, Greg. I think it's truly fitting memory of great and inspirational DJ and a wonderful person that you are dedicating the show to him. Every time we met him, it was an experience. One memory that stands out, while he was DJing at Vintage for Hemingway, the dance floor was a little sparse. Claire and I were up for every tune. However, each track was absolutely swinging. I think we looked so enthusiastic, he asked if we wanted to hear any particular tunes. And a little stumped and put on the spot, we asked for some Nat Ganella. And he replied, I haven't got any of that. And we were not sure if we'd made a faux pas asking for a Cockney trumpeter, but so I was glad to see later on one of his Black Cotton CDs, Troublesome Trumpet by Nat Ganella. So perhaps you would play a Nat Ganella track for us as a dedication. Well, we will in a minute. And we've also had a request in from Vincent. I think a lot of people know Vincent, and he's asked for a particularly rare track, which I haven't got, but luckily Demi has got. Tell us about this, Demi.
This one's a pretty. It's a frightening one. It's a State Street Ramblers. They're just like a barrel house studio band. They never kind of played out.
No.
But it's a rare one called Georgia Grind.
Yes.
And here it is.
And it's got, it got on trumpet?
It's got Roy Palmer on trombone.
The trombone.
Darnell Howard on clarinet. Jimmy Blythe piano. Ed Hunter banjo. Buddy Burton on washboard.
We've superstar got, you know, group of the 1920s, really.
Pretty much full set, then.
Yeah. yeah.
So this one's 31 recording.
So this one's for you, Vincent. Thank you very much for digging it out of your box for us, Demi.
My pleasure.
Georgia Grind.
Yeah. Thank you.
City.
With one meatball.
meat ball, fantastic. There we are, Nat Ganella. That one's for you, Mr. and Mrs. Shell. And yeah, that was one that Nino particularly liked of Nat Ganella.
It was a record he played both sides of out when he was at Black Cotton. The other sides put the blame on Mame.
He did. We got lots of messages coming. First of all, Sonny West says, you're doing him proud. Thank you very much, Sonny. Had another message here. Actually, it's from Hillary. It says here, what a great show. Nino would have absolutely loved it. His spirit is surely with you all and dancing along to the wonderful music. He inspired so many people with his passion for good music. I found him to be a warm, friendly, lovely man. My thoughts and love go out to Tomo and all his family. Thank you, Hillary. Then I've got a message from John G. I've lost count of the musical gems that Nino turned me on to. He knew what I liked, and when I approached the decks at the end of a tune, he would always smile, a big Nino smile, whip the record off and pass it to me so I could take notes.
I think we've all held a few of these records like that, haven't we?
All whilst he queued the next one record up. Thank you, Nino, and thank you to all the DJs in the studio tonight for keeping Nino's fine, generous spirit blazing. Love to Tomoko and all of Nino's family and friends. And that's from John G. And then I've got a message from somebody who doesn't say who he or she is. we will play a tune for you, but it says, please ask Demi or Paul to send out a tune for Nino from me, XX. But actually, it doesn't say who the XX is because it's texted in and they haven't put their name there. So if you could let us know who you are, and we'll certainly give you a shout out. And finally, from Vincent Moses, who asked for that Georgia...
Nat Ganella.
No, for the other one.
Oh, Georgia Grind.
Georgia Grind. Okay. He says, thanks, guys. Brilliant, from Vincent Moses. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So nice to play Nat Ganella, actually. She's one of my favourite 30s, 40s,
yeah,
musicians.
He was very one of the best early British jazz musicians.
Good friends with Louis Armstrong.
Good friends with Louis Armstrong when he was over here. Right, now Tony, it's time for one from you. We're running out of time. We could do this for hours, couldn't we?
Oh,
So what have you chosen?
This is a tiny part from Sudbuster's Dream. As far as I'm aware, Nino never actually got to own a proper sort of original copy of it. The version he used to play out was a reissue, which kind of sounded a bit like it was recorded in the next room. And when I took this down to Black Cotton, he just sort of said to me, if ever you get another copy of that, even on the English, he wanted it. So this is Sudbuster's Dream, Tiny Parham's Orchestra.
Okay. Thank you. Fantastic stuff. Tiny Parham there, and that's one from Tony. Had a message in from Sophie Lawyer saying, thank you, guys. Hot music down Black Cotton Memory Lane, the best. Thank you very much indeed, Sophie. Right, and now I think, oh, gosh, it's 22 minutes to 11. We've got 22 minutes left, guys. Might just squeeze one in each. Oliver, your turn. Let's get it on.
It's a record that Nino introduced me to, and it's been one of my favourites ever since. It's called When Hollywood Goes Black and Tan, and it's by Cleo Brown.
Yeah.
Creole babies from Manhattan will be leaving Harlem if they can. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
When Hollywood goes black and tan, Louis Armstrong with his trumpet will be heading westward with his band. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
When Hollywood goes black and tan, Harlem crooners with a swing will be singing at the studio. Makes no difference if you can't sing, just say, heed, heed, hot de ho. When they start to swing that rhythm, I'll be heading for that promised land. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You won't find them wanging, bucking. Everybody will be trucking. It's gonna be grand when Hollywood goes black and tan. Harlem says he'll be there to give those boys a helping hand. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
When Hollywood goes black and tan, old Bob Howard made a promise to latch on to that baby grand. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
When Hollywood goes black and tan, Steppin' Fetch is gonna sing and dance like Fred Astaire. Nina May don't have to sing, cause she can be petite like Ina Claire. Water's gonna do a fan dance and shake those feathers off a fan. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Here's good news and it's the newest. Braddock's going to meet Joe Louis. It's gonna be grand when Hollywood goes black and tan.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Oliver. All right, and we'll move swiftly on to Demi. Now, Demi, we found out that it was John G who asked if you could do a request for him.
Okay.
So we'll dedicate this one to John G in memory of Nina.
John G, this one's for you. Two guitars, a nice gypsy little thing going. And it's for Sophie Lawyer, if she's hearing. You're going to love this fiddle work here. Eddie South,
yeah.
Alabamians, recorded in Paris, a black band recorded in Paris. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. What's
enjoy it, guys. It's called Two Guitars by Eddie South and his Alabamians, recorded in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn, Nina. What have you got this time?
Well, I've got something that I've played regular at the Black Cotton Club. As you know, I did a Black Cotton Club, and we do play 78s down there all night. And this is, it's got a, obviously it's a gospel record. It's by a guy called Earl Hines, but I don't know if it's Earl Hines.
No, it's Professor Earl
Hines. It's Professor Earl Hines.
Yeah, different Earl Hines. Doesn't play the piano.
And it's a track called Daniel.
Yeah.
From, obviously, the story from the Bible. And it's a great dance tune.
God made man out of the dust by his own hand. A for Adam, the man was named. Faith in a God by God's command. God saw Adam in a lone state, put him to sleep, made him a mate. Adam was the father of the human race. He broke God's law, tried to hide his face. Then my Lord deliver
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
Then my Lord deliver
Daniel.
Well, you read about Samson from his birth, strongest man ever lived on earth. Lived way back in ancient time, died with the heaven Lord in due time. Delilah for Samson, don't you know? Holy Bible, tell the song. She came to Samson on his knees and tell me why it's straight lie if you please. Then my Lord deliver
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
The Lord deliver
Daniel. Why not every day?
Oh, my head got wet with the midnight dew. Only star of the witness to. I never shall forget the day when Jesus washed my sin away. Then my Lord deliver
Daniel, Daniel, Daniel.
Then my Lord deliver
Daniel. Why not every day?
Well, he delivered Daniel from the lion's den, thrown upon the belly of the whale. Hebrew children from the five tribes, and find not every man. Did my Lord deliver
Daniel, Daniel,
did my Lord deliver
Daniel, why not?
Wasn't that a great choice from Nino there? That was on the Gospel Show, and that is available to download the whole podcast of that whole show. He was there with Tony Higgins and myself, as Tony was talking about earlier, and we just had 2 hours of great killer songs about heaven, and that was one of Nino's choice. This is the Kip of the Cat Show. We're quickly running out of time. I've had a message in from Matt Sunny West. He said, "Hey Greg, just to say hi to you and the guys, especially my old mate and buddy Demi. Get in touch, mate," he says there. "Yeah, we always had a party when Nino was around. Here's a quick one about his name. Yeah, El Nino came up with that name for Nino when we were out in Los Angeles 10 years ago. And after a party out there, we all had and everybody was literally floored. the US had just been hit by El Nino, which was a famous tornado. A flood or something, wasn't it? Anyway, yeah. that had hit the southern states, and everybody nearly wet ourselves with laughter. He liked that, and it stuck. I love you all, guys. Words can't say what a loss, but of a great, real great friend. And I think we all feel that a bit as well. Right, Paul, it's your choice now. What have you got?
Yeah, this is one of my Black Cotton 1920s trance kind of records. I have this tendency to go into one, this is Parentis Liberty Syncopators, and it's Midnight Papa.
Midnight Papa.
Oh.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much, Paul. Another couple of messages coming in. Alice Rana Hopper. It says, El Nino was literally the DJ who changed our lives. Me and my now husband, Neil, were disenchanted indie kids living in London when we first discovered Lady Luck and later Black Cotton. And I have him to thank for opening up an amazing world of vintage music, dance and style that we in turn are now spreading the love for in our home city of Newcastle. Brilliant show, guys. Well, thank you very much, Elise, who's also Bobby Charleston. We now know who that was. Another message in from Sasha Jones. What a great show, guys. Thank you, Nino, from all the people he put together on the dance floor and all the good times we had. Sash and Pete. And John G, thank you so much, Greg, Demi, Paul, Tim, Oliver, John Paul and Tony. And you're doing El Nino proud. Well, thank you very much, John. All right, got time for maybe two more. This one is from Tim. Tim, what's this? Oh, he's swinging the microphone
around. Swing maniac, give me the give you the microphone.
Yeah, what have you
he's
got?
He's hogging it again.
Lion.
This one also goes out to Max. I know Matt likes likes a bit of R&B and blues, yeah, and quite a mix of music in his wicked band which he plays in. It's called "I'll Send You." It's a track by Gory Carter on the Freedom label, and he's a Texan guitarist. And I know Nino saw me play this once, I think, at the Black Cotton Club, and he sort of looks over and I see him smiling. I know he likes it, but I don't believe he had it. So yeah, I'm just going to dedicate this to everybody who likes it, especially to Nino. And that's all I've got to say, really.
Yes, let's have a listen.
I'll send you, baby, if you let me. Well, I'm young and I'm tender and I'm really on the ball. I've got love for you, baby, and that ain't all. I'll send you if you let me. I'll send you if you let me. It won't take me all night long. Once you'll wanna meet me twice, cause the way that I love you, it's all so nice. I'll send you if you let me. I'll send you if you let me, and it won't take me all night long. Afraid I won't call your name. I'll send you if you let me. I'll send you if you let me. I'll send you if you let me. It won't take me all night long.
Great choice there, Tim. Thanks very much. Actually, yeah, we've had a message in from Magdalena. I'm honoured to have had the chance to meet you, Nino. It wasn't a marketing trick. Lady Luck sound seriously improves your taste in music. Thanks to Tim, Swing Maniac, Demi Oliver and the host from Magdalena. Well, thanks very much, Magdalena. Glad you've been enjoying the show. Right, I think we're going to finish with Tony. Tony, what have you got lined
just
up?
One tune that's very apt for everything, and I've got to say, I was DJing at Black Cotton one night, and Nino cut me set short because there was problems with the sound, and I just showed him this record and said, have you heard that? And he said, no. I said, well, put it in your set. And when he was playing it, I don't know if you can picture this, but he was standing behind the decks, pointing frantically to himself and to the record, going, I want this record. This is Swinging Them Cats by the Missourians. Nino, we loved you, sir.
fantastic stuff. Well, it's the end of the show. Thanks very much, guys, all of the DJs for coming in. This show will be podcast, so spread the news to everyone that you know who would like to have listened to it and couldn't listen to it live. I think we're going to have to leave the last word to Nino.
Cheerio. Thanks for letting me share my records.
This is the Gibber the Cat Show, broadcasting on Cambridge 105, playing 78 RPM gramophone records on your wireless set.